You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 189. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here on a Creative Thursday. All right, we're getting down to business today. I'm going to make this one short and sweet. I have a couple of really exciting announcements for you first, and then I'm going to dive right into our topic. So first and foremost, I am inviting you to join me for a free 3-day challenge that I'm hosting starting next Tuesday. CreativeThursdayCourses.com/3-day-challenge. I forgot to put all those in one word. I will also include the link in the show notes and also on the blog where this episode will be posted. I just want to give that to you right away so you are sure not to miss it, because this is going to be epic. I ran this challenge in The Expansive Artists last month, and I've never seen the artists get results like they did that week. I was blown away, and it was so exciting to host. It was so fun for me, and it was also just inspiring to see everyone take action and make progress, from opening online shops to selling double digits in books and sets of cards, to making $1,000 in a month from online classes, because I am calling this Sell a Piece of Art this week. Behind the scenes, art is representative of any creation that you make. And so, as you know, I consider this podcast a piece of art. And any teaching offering for me is also an expression of my art. So if you want to join us and you have a class you're offering, a book, card sets, a new original, a new painting, a collection of paintings, if you are emerging or you are established, the goal is, as artists in business, one of several things has to happen, right? We aren't in business without sales, which means sales don't happen without selling, which means no, we don't have to be salesy. I didn't realize just how big of a sticking point this is for my artists. I know it has been one for me, and it is something that I have gotten used to, because my dream calls for me to show up as a business owner. My dream of sharing my art directly from my heart and connecting with you, my collectors, is bigger than me worrying about selling my art. So I'm on a new mission, and I'm actually going to read it to you. All of this time that we have been going through, all of these months, all of this awakening, all of this standing up for what we believe in, you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, I've spoken up on this many times, but I haven't remain steadfast in my dedication to this mission, which is to help as many artists as I can know their worth, value their work, and confidently, artfully sell their creations consistently to raving collectors online. If that sounds good to you, we're kicking it off with this challenge next week. What I was starting to say is that this is something we rinse and repeat. That is why this challenge, this gathering, this momentum we are creating as a group of artists, and I'm so excited to see you all joining me on this journey. It is going to be so fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. This momentum is for all of us. It's bigger than us. every time you take a step in the direction of standing up for your dreams, standing up for your vision of your life, standing up for others, look at what we are witnessing right now. It's enough that there is a single artist. It should no longer exist that any person on this planet who chooses to be an artist believes on some level that they aren't able to achieve their wildest dreams and accompany those dreams by financial fulfillment and freedom to support those dreams. It's super important to me. So this marks a new time in many ways, and especially on my personal mission. So I stand with you in the value of the gift that you create. I've said this a million times. I will say it again. I've shared it with my expansive artists almost every week during this time. What you bring to this world is a powerful gift. It is to be valued. It is worthy. It is worthy to be profitable as well. Is that right? Worthy to be profitable? Doesn't matter. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You deserve to make a profit. I just read a note from a very long time, a dear friend online. I've been in business just a couple years before they started, and their business is closing. Not entirely due to COVID-19, but that definitely was the needle that broke the camel's back. No, is it needle in a haystack? Oh my goodness. The straw. See, I always do this. I'm leaving it in. I mix them up and Sean laughs at me hysterically every time. The straw that broke the camel's back, the needle in the haystack. Not the same, but you get it. You can see how a straw could be mixed up with haystack. I digress. The straw that broke the camel's back. And as I read her post, she's been one of my favorite bloggers, one of my favorite voices. You know why? Because she's been consistent with this gentle, honest, authentic, transparent voice. Also wrapped in these beautiful photographs, and I hope I'll get to have her on the podcast. It's been a wish of mine for a long time, and we can talk about this more. But what stood out to me in relation to what I want to share with you quickly today is that one of the reasons she cited that they weren't able to make it, and they're in the food industry. Art, but through food expression, very different, right? There are FDA guidelines. There are certain profit margins that you have to fit within because it's food, and the free shipping that has been encouraged everywhere is they can't maintain it. We are constantly asking makers, regardless of your discipline, regardless of your creative expression, we're asking makers to constantly cut into their profit to accommodate and to compete with big box stores. So this is going to lead in to what I want to talk to you about today. And the last announcement I have. So first, join us for this free challenge next week. 3 days, three tasks. There might be some fun surprises for the people who complete all the tasks within those days. And I promise you, you will make progress. You will have fun. You will feel motivated and inspired. And July 9th, I also have to tell you the YouTube series, Creative Thursday Season 2, is coming back. And guess what? It will also be here on the podcast. So you'll be able to see the video, but you can also hear the conversations. So I just want to give you a heads up on that with more details coming soon. A lot of projects that I've been working on are beginning to, the loose ends are getting tied, and it is definitely, once again, marks a very new and profound beginning. I know not just for me, but for all of us who are choosing to take moments from this time and really turn it into something powerful. More on that later. So now I'm ready to talk to you about this topic, and I will keep it short. I know Angela, who is in my group coaching program, will laugh at me because I am taking my yoga class in just a few minutes. And so a lot of times this is truly a good business trick. I don't know if I'll be able to accomplish it today because A, I love to give. I really do. I want to over deliver for you all the time. And simultaneously, let's be honest, I love expressing through articulating myself and talking. I'm not going to say I want to talk all the time, but I am becoming a better listener. I will say that. And I love this format, you know, and I have a lot to share with you. I get very passionate about sharing it all with you. So I am working on condensing it. And one of my tricks of the trade is on my coaching calls as well, although they go long because we go deep, I will sometimes schedule appointments right after them. So I know I will not go over time. And I'm going to do that here. We'll see how it goes. So without further ado, I'm going to deliver this to you short and sweet. Why pricing your art is not like real estate? You might be thinking, well, Marisa, what would even put that thought into your head? And the truth is, I heard an artist recently get asked about pricing your work, and they were comparing it to looking out in the market like real estate. So when you put your house on the market, you do, in fact, very often, you have to get an appraisal if you're going to have a loan on said house, and the appraisal has to match what are called the comps, which are comparable properties in your neighborhood. So when this analogy of pricing your art came up around real estate, I understood it from the perspective of, well, yes, there is a market out there, and when you're starting, it's really easy to trick yourself into believing that you aren't worth it. The work you create isn't good enough. You're just beginning. And so you have to price low. And you also have to price competitively with the market, to which I'm just going to say wrong, false. That's a belief. We work in art. There isn't a pricing formula because nothing is the same. You cannot suggest to someone that you look out at the marketplace and not figure out a couple of key components like how much time went into your piece. Yes, I do believe in adding on value for experience for sure. Of course, that's just logical. But we also know that this is such a subjective medium, a subjective offering. How can you explain that some artists sell work for thousands of dollars and some sell it for $15, $10? How do you explain that? It's tough, right? Well, you say, but this person has all this cachet. They're represented by a gallery. This person's just beginning. They're selling on Etsy. Yeah, all of that's perception. That has nothing to do with the actual value of that piece. So what does that tell you? It's all perception. So how are you, honestly, I'm going to ask you to answer this question, write it down. How are you, what do you believe about your own artwork? And do not go out into the marketplace and price it according to what your friends are doing. Because guess what? Artists have been undervaluing their work forever. If we don't start getting a handle on this and start leaning in, and if we're going to measure ourselves in a market, start to measure ourselves with artists who actually value the work they create, then how are we ever going to rise as an industry? How are we ever going to create the perception and make it a lasting perception that what we create, our gifts, regardless of expression, those gifts are of immense value. That is up to you to decide that for yourself. And I'm not saying that this is the easiest journey, especially when the quote unquote real estate market or the art market, when you are selling online in particular, doing so for yourself, possibly with no formal training that you can add in your bio. When you look out at that landscape and everyone's just so thankful to make a sale that they undervalue their work everywhere, and we have platforms like Etsy encouraging everyone to wrap, well, actually give free shipping. I don't know if enough artists are wrapping that into their pricing, but essentially teaching artists to match the marketplace. No, I'm not talking about a mug. I know that gets tricky if you design something on a mug. I'm not talking about a handcrafted mug, very different. I'm not going to specifically talk about product design. I'm talking about original art creation. But I am also going to say we've got to think about this with reproductions as well. We cannot be matching Target. We cannot treat the art we create as real estate and look at it as, well, that house sold for this much, so my art, my house has to sell for this much, and then insert your art here. That is an underlying belief that misleads this entire industry. I'm not saying in this very moment that I have all the answers on how to unravel something that is so deeply present in our mass consumer society. Even though we have a lot of us saying we're thriving artists and no more starving, and there are beautiful artists every day selling out of work and it's just phenomenal. We have wonderful examples of that. But somewhere we're still holding on to it. I can tell. And I am very much a part of that myself. But as I was realizing when I was looking at, while editing, one of the conversations that you're going to hear from the season 2 of Creative Thursday, I almost forgot that I was in the top 150 artists selling on Etsy. That was big. I don't know how many artists were selling at the time. And I was really proud of the fact that I had some of the highest prices for my prints. And I realized that while others were selling more than me, and these were numbers based on numbers of sales, not profit, numbers of sales, purely numbers, I knew that for every 2 to 3 sales other artists were selling, I was making the same profit on one, which to me is just a smarter way to do business. It's not about working more. It's about working less. It's about getting paid what you're worth. It's about being able to support the lifestyle you choose to have. That's personal and different for everyone. But it is not about looking at a landscape that doesn't really have it right and say, well, let's match that, Kay, because this person is successful. Until every artist opens up their books and shows where they are profitable, I don't want to continue with this myth. When I see friends that have worked as harder probably in the food space and as long as me and have put the same energy, you know, aliveness, beauty, care into every package, and they can't make it because it's exhausting them to keep up with these comparative business practices that ultimately they just had no more profit left to sustain what requires a lot of energy and a lot of work to run your own creative business. You're doing all the business practices along with allocating energy, breathing space, and time for your art. It's enough. We're saying enough. I'm sure you hear the passion in my voice. We're saying enough to a lot of things, and I, for one, am saying enough to this. It's a mission. It doesn't happen overnight. It starts small. I started it a decade ago. I got quiet about it because I got tired of feeling like a broken record. But I feel like we're in a new day. I don't feel like it. I see it. And I know that a lot of things that people were keeping under wraps are coming to the surface, as well they should be, so we can heal them, we can transform them. It can be a new day for a lot of people. Everyone deserves what they desire in their lives. And if that means being an artist and making that your life's work and making a very good living from it and connecting with collectors who truly value and honor that work, and you start by honoring and valuing the work even before you put your brush on the canvas, it's going to be a new day in the creative space as well. So we're starting next week. It's a free 3-day challenge. Come join me. We're going to start this movement together. We're going to work on putting our art out there and more than just talk and wax poetic about how wonderful this life is. And it is. It's so fantastic to have the opportunity to do this as your life's work. If it is meant for you, you can have it. And I, for one, am here to encourage you to pursue it and to support you with tools and resources and opportunities to actually take action on it. What I was about to say in closing is no waxing poetic. I know what you want. A lot of people are talking in circles around it because I know it's hard to say, yes, you can sell this work, because a lot of it is going to be up to you and what I've just talked about here. But you've got to surround yourself with people and a community who get that and who are going to help reflect that back to you. And you are going to find your way with this. You are going to succeed with this. So I invite you to join me. Link in the show notes, creativethursdaycourses.com/3-day-challenge. And I will see you on Tuesday. Until next time, friends, thank you for listening. Have a beautiful, creative week. And remember to ask yourself and be honest before you join me on Tuesday. I want you to honestly write this down: how you feel about your work. What do you believe it represents? What do you believe it reflects? And how do you feel about it? How do you feel when you create it? How do you feel about sharing it? And how do you feel about selling it? All right, friends. Again, Marisa signing off. Short and sweet. It worked. Now off to my virtual yoga class. I'll see you on Tuesday. Creative Thursday is recorded by me, Marisa. You can find all things at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops, to be the first to know about a whole series of wonderful conversations with fellow creative business owners coming starting July 9th, and to be up to date on all the latest in this new and extended, actually it's not really new, right? Extended mission of myself and Creative Thursday and the artists who are joining me on this mission. Join us for the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge starting next Tuesday, June 23rd. You can get all the details in the link in the show notes. and at creativethursdaycourses.com/3-day-challenge. See you then, and thanks again for listening.